my name is Shaylin.
And my name is Charlotte. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs worked on making number lines this week. They also learned about foreshadowing in a story. The students identified foreshadowing in the story Rosie's Walk. They are learning the sight word they and having a lot of indoor recess with this cold weather.
The Fawns read the story Happy Birthday Martin Luther King and then watched Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream. In writing workshop, the students wrote four facts about Martin Luther King's life. In science, the students continued to work on simple machines. The Fawns learned about levers and did experiments with paper, tubes, and rulers.
The Wolves started making zipper pulls and bracelets out of metal washers. They have learned how to stamp the metal with letters. Each student has chosen one word that has a special meaning for them in 2014. Some special words are courage, confidence, freedom, and bravery. The Wolves are reading a book, The Sign of the Beaver. It is a story about a 13-year-old boy who has to fend for himself for 6 weeks in the woods of northern Maine in the 1700s.
In the Lynx class, the students wrapped up an art unit focusing on line this week. Students recorded themselves discussing the inspiration for their piece and the use of line. Then, the student groups created a QR code to scan with the smartphone or tablet and placed it next to their work. Parents are invited to come in and scan the codes to hear the artists share about their work. On Friday, the class began a new art studio theme, light. Students practiced shading 3D objects and started drawing a still life made up of objects they brought in to represent themselves.
In the Otters math class, some of the students are creating math superhero identities. The students have identified their own personal math strength and are likening this strength to a superpower. Their teacher is making each student a cape that they can wear when the math hero is on duty. The idea is to be available to help younger students with math and possibly provide some tutoring. These math heroes, such as Decimal Man or Algebra Girl, will swoop in and fight for math.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Charlotte
and Shay.
Have a great day.